Okay, so hopefully if everything was done right, we should have had some sort of musical intro. I didn't even tell Tony that I'm doing a musical intro. Yeah, that. Hi, welcome to the Danger Bros. As always, I'm Grant the Kaiju Ramos, sitting here with Tony, Mr. Meeseeks, DeSangelis.
Look at me,
I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Coming at you with all the last week's comic book news, comic book movie news, all that good shit that you might want to hear, might not want to hear.
Comic books.
You know what's weird? Just before we even get started, I had somebody ask me. We got letters.
Really?
We got emails. I don't know how, but I've only told a few people about this, and I guess it's spread, but you can reach us at dangerbrospod@gmail.com.
Special, we are.
And I will probably not respond to you, but I will.
I will.
If I like your email, I'll say it on the show. And you know what one of the emails we got was, is your podcast supposed to be an hour long? To which I responded, yes, absolutely. I won't say who sent it, but they're like, yeah, I listen to TED Talks, and they're like 10 minutes tops. I'm like, well, that's because you're watching somebody explain one thing. We're describing all the shit that just happened.
Yeah, we're like reporting
week.
News.
Every single piece of the news. Also, and, you know, while
TED
you're
Talks
driving to work. That's why we say at the end of the thing, you know, go to work, go home.
Yeah.
But that's why you're listening to us in the car. With our ramblings.
Yes.
And gumption.
That's cool.
And gumption and chutzpah.
At least someone cares enough to say, what the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, we might have to start an email segment now.
Yeah.
So, we'll see about that. Just starting off with the comic book movie news. The first one I wanted to get to. Jeremy Renner released a Hawkeye concept art of his new costume in Captain America Civil War. Did you see it?
No.
Did you see Iron Man 2?
Yes.
Did you see him in his blue racing Tony Stark?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that with a bow and arrow and missing an arm.
Does it have arrows? Like, does it have, like, you know, okay, have you seen the Hawkeye comic book where the original designs were not, well, this is the one with Matt Fraction, it's a popular one.
Okay.
The design has a lot of, like, arrows pointing up and down and stuff like that. Does it have that?
I didn't notice. It really just, and it was blue, I might add. That's why it looks like Tony Stark's. But I didn't notice any arrow symbolism.
All right, so just a Tony Stark thing.
Yeah.
Right. He's on Tony Stark's team, right?
No, he's on Captain America's team.
He's on Captain
America's
team.
That's the weird thing. And he does have Ant-Man on his shoulder, which is cool.
Oh, that's great.
So, if I
hope they become best buddies.
I really do. Yeah. If I don't see Ant-Man on the tip of his arrow flying at somebody in this next movie,
that would be so cool.
I'll be so sad.
Yeah.
I will be so sad. Speaking of Captain America Civil War, we'll dance around it a little bit in the podcast, but we did get a glimpse of some leaked footage of the Captain America Civil War trailer, teaser, if you will. We saw a different one, we reported that we saw it, and in essence, we did, because what we saw, they put into the longer version, but we also saw Black Panther popping the claws.
We did.
Because, you know, who needs Wolverine? We can be like, snicked with the Panther claws.
Yeah, it's like Sabretooth or something.
Which confirms that they're real. We said that they might be CGI, and I want to see him just throw shuriken-like claws into Tony Stark. He's on Tony Stark's team, too.
Is he?
Yeah, the Rich Boy Club.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows that.
Makes sense, I guess.
But Falcon was giving some details about his, I don't want to say costume.
Because
that
seems
very
chipsy.
His
suit.
His
I guess
armor.
Is like
his suit.
I'd say his
okay.
suit. Because that's what it is, kind of. Like,
he's got a
mech suit.
He's almost got a little drone that pops out the back
Red
of his wings. Yeah, it's called Redbird. And it's an unmanned drone. But if you read the comics back in the day when, you know, Falcon was a pimp turned good because...
That's how you make ethnic people good back in the day.
Back in the day, you couldn't just have a black guy that was, I'm just a superhero, and I like saving people. That'd be like, I'm a reformed pimp, or I'm a reformed gangbanger.
I think if I remember correctly, the first non, like, coming from a bad place, ethnic, like, you know, minority, was, like, Green Lantern.
John Stewart?
I think it was John Stewart,
I think he
Green Lantern. He was in the Army.
I think he came back from... I think before the Army, they discussed, like, he...
Well, he may have been from a bad place, but he was in the Army.
But
he
never
like,
did
any...
Which fucking took him long enough.
Yeah,
man,
right?
Come on. Speaking of Civil War, Andrew Garfield actually went on record saying he took the job as Spider-Man. He wanted to be in the Marvel Universe the entire time. I guess maybe he thought that if he took this role, eventually he would be in the crossover.
Yeah.
So womp womp.
He should have made Peter less snarky and, you know, cool.
Yeah. I mean,
more dorky and shit.
Do you think that?
I really like that, Peter.
I did. I liked it. There were times where I was just like, okay, you're, eh. But you know, I won't harp on Garfield. He's a cool dude.
He's very British.
He's so British.
Have you seen BoJack Horseman?
Yes.
Have you seen him in the
Oh, I'm so delightfully British. Do you think, was it his choice to leave Spider-Man?
I think it was the company's choice to not continue with that.
That's gotta suck though, because now he's like, oh yeah, now I'm the weird in between Spider-Man. Thanks a lot, and I mean that genuinely, because I'm so delightfully British. Marvel vs. DC did a, just to touch on this for a second, so, a fan did it. It's the same guy, I think, that did Hulk vs. Superman. Go check it out. I think if you just type in Marvel vs. DC animated, it's crazy cool. I won't go far into it because that's a very visual thing, and we are, at the moment, a strictly audio podcast for now. Not saying any hinting at Easter eggs in the future.
Yes.
There's been just a lot of behind-the-scenes Avengers 2 footage coming out because the Blu-ray is coming out October 3rd.
Yes.
It's October 3rd or October 1st. One of the two.
One of those two. Wait, October? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. October.
After this current next month. Next month. The Halloween month. The one with the jack-o'-lantern.
That's the one.
Dude, there are already Halloween decorations.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the spirit stores pop up yet?
No, I haven't seen them.
Oh, I've seen a few. But that was because I just spent the last day in, like, you know, Strip Mall Central. So
where were you?
I was in Inland Empire, like San Bernardino, Ontario.
Tony's a world traveler.
Yeah, travel all over the Southern California.
That needs to be a montage. Just you traveling, and it seems like you're going very far, and it's only like 2 miles with traffic, because that's essentially LA in a nutshell.
Yep.
One of the behind the scenes thing was Paul Bettany getting into the Vision, mm-hmm. like latex stuff.
I remember that costume. It didn't look like a very
comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, what they had to do, because it was so hot, they were filming, I want to say, in Germany or some such during the summer. And yes, it actually does get hot in Germany. They had to tube ice water throughout the costume.
That sounds awesome.
It does, right? That sounds really comfortable. I'm a bigger guy, and I overheat easily. Yeah. Like, I climb up some stairs, and I have to, like, sponge off my forehead.
I feel like I wear whatever I want.
But the best thing is, they exist. Yeah. You can get just a vest of it, and like it's like a little box you wear.
Why don't we all just do that?
Okay, that's... Email us donations so we can get it while we're on the show and tell you how great it is.
We need We need to set up a Patreon. Have you heard that?
No.
It's like where we can set up a place for people to help us with donations.
Okay, and we promise to use our donations for good.
We discussed that online, but we'll talk about it later.
Yes, and all that. It's just, well, I mean, this isn't anything new because they also did the water tubing system on the Thing the second Fantastic Four, if you don't count the really bad 1990 one.
That was
never intended for release.
We don't even think about it.
Just so they could keep the right. Okay, you know, since we're on it, I thought I could let it die, but Fantastic Four, the newest one, Fan4Stick, if you will, is just like a train wreck I can't walk away from. It's like licking a lemon. It sucks. But you gotta do it again. Gotta look at it again. And more news keeps coming. There were concept arts released that they were gonna go on. They called it Planet Zero, and they were gonna go to Doom's castle. Doom made a castle, which I would have loved to see.
Is he American in the movie, in the new one? Is he like an American guy?
Yeah. Okay. He's just, which, you know.
Wait, why does he have a castle? Where is the castle?
He built it. With his mind power, with his Doom
with
powers.
With his hacker mind powers?
His hacker mind powers. Max Landis on Twitter released the first 4 pages of the script that he wrote originally. And he was just going to have the origin story done in the first 4 minutes, which I dug. And I read it, and what I liked about it was that they seemed like friends. They seemed like family. They were teasing each other, but they all seemed very in character, something that the movie really lacked. And I was all on board until, like, the last paragraph. And it's like, then the barn falls apart, and they built a spaceship out of an Astro van.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because Reed Richards, super comic genius.
He is smart. Hey, you know what? He built a teleporter or something like that when he was a kid in the original movie, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Who are we to argue with?
What's a spaceship?
Movie science and such. the guy from Hannibal, what's his name? Mads Mikkelsen,
Eminem.
He is approached to play a major villain...
Ooh.
And Doctor Strange with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wait, is Benedict? Did I forget about this? Because Cumberbatch is confirmed.
He is. Strange? Yeah. It was long, for the longest time. He couldn't say it.
I know. I remember like it was like we weren't sure, and so now
he did a great interview. He was in Penguins of Madagascar. Because
that's right. He was one of the penguins. Right?
No. He was like the wolf of we're alpha for us.
Oh, okay.
Look at us. We're also animals that think we're secret agents.
Great.
And this one interviewer, he asks him every single time he goes to a press junket. He's like, I gotta ask, what's up with Doctor Strange? And he's just like, I think that Penguins of Madagascar was a great movie. Wouldn't you say so, John Malkovich? And John Malkovich's like, yeah, I thought it was a great movie. I slipped into Owen Wilson. We'll ignore, but yeah, he's confirmed.
You know, what'd be cool if John Malkovich was in Doctor Strange for some reason.
Just there.
Yeah,
I'm just put him in like a little hat.
Yeah.
Some glasses, and Doctor Strange like gets the eye of Agamotto. I was gonna say Miyamoto.
No.
And you see John Malkovich just like, oh, I wonder what that was, and goes back to reading a newspaper. No reason. Oh no, I want him to be what is it, Kim Chi, his Asian manservant.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That would be awesome.
I'm against Yellowface, but I'll watch it if John Malkovich does it 100%. But the weird thing about Mads Mikkelsen getting approached is that Doctor Strange's main villain, Baron Mordo, already cast. That they got Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Ejiofor,
sorry. God, I was practicing that for the past
12 years he's been a slave, and you just forget his name.
Well, see, you say 12 years a slave. In the geek community, he's more well known as the operative.
Yeah, Firefly.
And Serenity. Yeah.
Right.
Get your nerd cred straight, Tones.
You know what? He won the Oscar for 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
He just got really popular because of Serenity.
Okay, fair. You know what? Fine. Fine. You want to go there? Fine.
I think he won an Oscar.
I'm pretty sure he won an Oscar. I know a lot of people, and that movie probably won an Oscar, so we'll rope him in there.
I will not quit until freedom is at hand.
There we go.
Or something like that. I forgot how it goes.
Regular movies that are kind of like comic book movies. Michael Fassbender released an image, or I guess the studios released an image of Michael Fassbender as Ezio in the Assassin's Creed movie.
So I played a lot of Assassin's Creed 2.
Yes.
And Ezio's very Italian and looks very Italian.
Yes.
Michael Fassbender doesn't look very Italian.
What does an Italian look like, Tony? What are you trying to
say? You know, dark hair with the pencil mustache.
Wispy.
With the goatee.
All Italians are conquistadors.
That's just how I imagine, because that's what Ezio looked like.
Okay.
All right.
Is there an accordion playing in the background?
Probably.
I don't know if they actually said he's going to be Ezio. He's going to be one of the assassins. You know, not all of them.
That's true.
Not all of
by
them.
Later games, he did have more assassins.
Yeah. There were Spanish ones. I think there were some English ones. There was an Native American one. I like that one.
I do like Michael Fassbender, though, so I feel like he can pull it off.
Well, here's the thing. They released it, and it's just Michael Fassbender in an Assassin's Creed costume. There's not much to say about it, because you could put anybody's face over his face, and you're like, oh, there's Harrison Ford in an Assassin's Creed costume.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Macaulay Culkin in a Assassin's Creed costume. So, it's not like reeking of, oh, only he could play the role.
Yeah.
It looks cool. I dig it. He's got the shink, shink. The wrist blades.
Secret blade.
Yeah, but they're not secret at all in the poster.
I need to start playing Assassin's Creed.
I think I have one here, if you want it.
Is it? Which one is it?
I don't know. We'll look for it after the show. It's for Xbox 360, though.
If it's before Assassin's Creed 2, it's too old.
Yeah, no, that one's so...
Too old.
It's so weird, because you play that now, and you're like, oh, it's so lunky, I can only do this many parkour moves.
Dude, the original Assassin's Creed is shitty compared to all the other ones.
Isn't that weird that we say that now? PAX.
Yes.
PAX is up.
PAX Prime.
We'll get on that a little bit later in the video game news, but in honor of PAX Prime, Seattle, they're offering Uber rides in Mad Max style cars.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? Doesn't that make you want to go to Seattle right now?
I didn't want to go to Seattle before. I do now.
Because I really want that, because you would have to take certain precautions. It's either going to be really, really cool or really, really dumb.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, you know, some girl with a Volvo that they glued some spikes and put a banner on, or they went whole hog and like, get in my dune buggy, you might die.
So cool. I want to strap in, and I want to play the guitar while I ride.
I would ride in that lift. Yeah. What do you like to listen to? Oh, anything's fine.
Oh man,
A little bit of Star Wars news. We're just learning a little bit more every single
week.
Yes. They're laying down a breadcrumb trail, and it's working.
Yeah, yeah.
It's setting it up nice. Nothing they've done so far hasn't gotten me even a little bit more excited. Like, this week we learned that Kylo Ren, the guy with the, you know, the tri-saber, if you will.
Yes.
If nobody's calling that, that's what I'm calling it from now on. He's got the tri-saber, and he's not a Sith.
No, yeah. He's supposed to be part of, like, a cult or something.
Yeah, that, like...
The Ren cult.
The Ren cult that idolizes Darth Vader, and they see him as a martyr. But here's my thing, is that you can't build a lightsaber unless you're a Jedi. That's one of the things. I'm pretty sure even in the expanded universe...
He could be Force-sensitive.
Okay.
He just doesn't know it. Right?
Way to blow my theory out of the water.
There's always that excuse.
Thanks for bum rushing me. He could be Force-sensitive.
Anyway, in addition to that...
No, Jedi could be Force-sensitive! Give him a break!
That's ignorant!
It's Kylo Ren!
So, speaking of Kylo Ren and his lightsaber, we also saw, what's his face? The black guy. Forgot his name.
Finn. Not to be confused with Finn from Adventure Time or Finn Balor from WWE.
No, those guys aren't black.
That's the defining trait.
And they're also not in Star Wars.
We don't know much about him right now, so at the moment, that's his defining trait.
I know his actual name. It's funny, because I know his actor name. It's John Boyega. But,
Boyega?
Yeah.
Bodega?
But anyway, Bungalow. They also had a scene with him.
He's rocking the blue one.
Yeah, doing the original Anakin lightsaber.
I was
going to
say, do you think that's...
That has to be the blue... The original... That has to be the original lightsaber.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I ain't mad. See, I'm okay with, because he doesn't have to be Force sensitive just to, you know, use a lightsaber. People that have used lightsabers that I'm bigger fans of than any Jedi or Sith.
Yeah.
Han Solo, when he cut open a friggin' Tauntaun to save Luke.
Oh, yeah.
And Boba Fett, because he's the GD Boba Fett.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
One day.
Who apparently, I guess, in Expanded Universe, he's like, he's kind of Force sensitive.
Yeah,
he's
they always are.
He could beat a Jedi in a duel with two lightsabers if he wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
He's the best freaking bounty hunter.
He's Boba Fett. He's Force sensitive.
So, I just want to add one last thing to that. This is theory spoiler. Spoiler theory, so turn it down if you don't want to hear this.
For the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, pretty much.
10 seconds.
But they're saying that the lightsaber is going to be a MacGuffin, where it's going to be
MacGuffin?
Like... A MacGuffin is a thing that drives a story in the movie.
Okay.
And so people are thinking that, like, that this is going to be something that the Ren cult is trying to go after. They want Anakin's lightsaber.
Because they don't know how to make one?
Well, that and because it's Darth Vader's original lightsaber.
Okay, so it's kind of a really big, like, Voldemort and the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, yeah, that's what a MacGuffin is. Like, the one thing that they're going after that's driving a lot of the story.
All right, I'm in.
We'll see. I don't know. People are throwing that idea around. Maybe that's not happening, but...
They got the tri-saber and all, and that looks like it's just spewing red-hot flames everywhere.
Yeah,
so maybe they're just like, you know, we almost got it.
Yeah.
We almost... If we could just get our hands on a real
just
one...
Just there, almost, come on.
If we get our hands and just figure out how...
I mean, we also know that there's going to be two other movies in this series, so it's not going to be settled in the
first
movie.
Rush. We're good. We'll keep piecing it together, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm entirely okay.
Anyways, we're back.
We're back. Yeah. I guess they really wouldn't be able to hear that we're back.
No, they wouldn't. So they'd have to guess. You said 30 seconds. That was good enough.
That was probably, yeah. The TV news, Luke Cage, they've announced who they think will be the main... Well, they've announced a villain and a love interest.
Yeah.
And they suspect that this will be the main villain. It's a guy named Willis Stryker. He's Diamondback.
Oh, Diamondback.
Powers comparable to Luke Cage. Very hard skin, I presume, on his back.
Yep.
I would assume that his back is made of diamonds.
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No?
Yes. Actually, yes. I don't know. I forgot. I thought he was a snake.
You had me for... Wait.
I thought he was, like, reminiscent of a snake. Like the Diamondback snake.
I want to say yes.
Because I don't read Luke Cage comics that often.
I'm ashamed to say I don't Lou Diamond. No, sorry. I gotta... We're trying to Google what
like,
he is real
He looks like Lou Diamond. Google that shit.
No, we're trying to Google like what his powers are real quick. Luke Cage.
Type in Diamondback. What are you typing in?
Luke Cage Diamondback.
Oh, Luke Cage Diamondback.
I think there's someone called like Cobra.
Maybe.
Who's a Spider-Man villain?
No, Scorpions. What you think of?
No. There's one that creates or can do things with snakes. Powers.
Diamondback. What are you? We should have
skilled
figured this out
in throwing sharp diamond tips.
Oh, I know who Diamondback is. He is a snake. He's part of the group In the comics, he's originally part of the group that's like a bunch of different type of snakes, like Black Adder. Like, not Black Ass. Is it
Black, Black Adder?
Black Adder. I think it's Black Adder.
Okay.
Ass and all the
that
other
sounds things. Right.
Yeah. I forgot what the actual group is called, but yeah, he's definitely based off a snake. That'd be cool, though, because feature him, that means they're going to feature, assuming we're right in what we think is Diamondback, they're going to feature other snake-themed villains.
Which I'm okay with. I mean, but the great thing about that is, because you saw Daredevil, and if you look closely in the background, there's, you know, Stiltman armor, there's Gladiator armor. So I think they're going to start getting a little more different.
Hopefully they get crazy. I mean, they've already mentioned that it's in the same universe as the movies.
I mean,
so.
look at Daredevil. He went from beating up Russian mobsters to a red ninja.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
Oh god, I want Daredevil to be back so bad.
Oh, I can't wait.
I saw.
When is it? Like a couple months?
I hope. I saw a picture online of them filming, and I just got so happy because it's a perfect series. There's nothing bad about it.
I can't wait till everything just crosses over and everything. They're like, Hawkeye, we need you in Daredevil for an episode.
Oh god, yeah.
You know.
Also, just real quick, Luke Cage news. His love interest, Rayla Connors, will be joining the cast. I know even less about her than I do, which is good because I want to be fresh going into this.
This is weird because, like, I feel like isn't Jessica Jones in a love interest with Luke Cage?
Yeah,
as well?
they wound up getting married and having a baby.
Yeah, so we know. I have a feeling that his current love interest is not
she ain't gonna make
this
it.
World.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I have this weird feeling. It's gonna be a tragedy. You know how they do.
I do know how they do.
Yeah.
We forgot to talk about this last week. Fear the Walking Dead debuted, and I did want to mention it because...
I think we, like, offhand mentioned it.
We did, for, like, a second. Yeah. A good friend of mine, Evan Weinstein, whose birthday was today, maybe?
I don't know.
He was on there for, like, a good whole 4 seconds.
Nice!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
He was one of the teachers, and he was just like, what? What's going on?
Oh, man, I really should watch that show.
He did a really good job, and super proud of him. Happy birthday, buddy. But the next, they're planning episodes, and they've released that there's going to be, whatever the internet is dubbing, zombies on a plane.
Yeah!
There's going to be a standalone episode where there are zombies on an airplane.
They get these motherfucking zombies off this motherfucking plane.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Because, you know, at this point, people are just like, well, we've seen zombies everywhere. Where haven't we seen zombies? And someone's like, never seen one on a plane. Didn't that occur? Maybe he just gets past TSA, doesn't tell him that he's been bitten.
Yeah. You read the zombies, no, not the zombies, World War Z. You read the original World War Z?
Yes, yes.
Wasn't there a story where something happened on a plane
or
something like that?
Oh, I think you're right.
They, like, tried to smuggle someone who was hurt.
Yeah.
And they turned while they were on a plane. Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
I like this because this opens up to all sorts of, like, transportation. I want to see zombies on a cruise.
Ooh.
A cruise ship of zombies that may or may not be pirate-themed.
That'd be cool.
I'm okay with this. That would be great if there was some swashbuckling with zombies on a cruise ship.
It'd be fun.
Because then they just, like, throw them overboard, and they're just like, we're still undead, but we're floating, and this is the cruelest fate ever.
That's what happens.
In the Zombie Survival Guide, they actually mentioned that zombies can't swim.
Yeah, they
but
just
they
sink.
No, they float.
I thought they sink to the bottom.
No, they float, and they travel the tides, and so occasionally, like, a zombie will wash up on shore with almost nothing but bones.
Yeah.
And, like, destroy it immediately. Don't
get
close.
Yeah. Oh, man, zombies. Man, if only they'd done World War
Z.
They had to do World War Z. They should have done World War Z like the book. I mean, I know that's really hard to translate into the movie.
I got into a discussion with someone who's like, yeah, World War Z was okay. And I'm like, was it, though? Was it really? It was watchable.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't read the book, I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's fantastic and all, but... Just call it Z-Day.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
you know, you don't gotta tag it on. It's not like people are like, oh, I remember that critically acclaimed book.
God, that book
by
was so
Mel
good.
Brooks' son.
Yeah,
no one's gonna see it because of the name. They're gonna be like, oh, zombie movie, Brad Pitt. Boom, in.
Yep.
Speaking of zombies to White Walkers. White Walkers to Game of Thrones.
Woo!
Boom, segue.
Zombies.
Segue and zombies. Eventually, I can. Another thing, I cannot wait. They are coming. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back on. It's
coming.
It's my purpose in life at this point, but. I almost said J.R.R. Tolkien. George R.
Too
Martin.
Too old. Sorry, that's random.
He released that Stannis Baratheon didn't die at the end of season 5. Because we all thought Brienne
Spoilers.
Of Tarth had sliced him and diced him for being, you know, an evil shadow monster that killed Renly Baratheon.
They didn't show his death on screen.
They did not. No. They cut away from it, and he confirmed that he's still alive. On his live journal.
Oh, man.
So, and I was going to do a little bit where I'm like, all right, kids, if you don't remember what a live journal is. And then I realized I never had a live journal. Live journal is so old, it predates me and social media.
I had friends who had live journals.
Did you?
I did.
Were they Anything?
They were journals. Okay. Live. They're stupid.
That's good enough for me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just happy that George R. Martin's rock and roll. Good for him.
You know what? You know what he probably did, right? He put it on LiveJournal thinking like, no one uses this shit anymore. So I'm just going to like put this up and no one's even going to care.
I mean, he still rocks a word processor to write his books.
So watch, LiveJournal's like, what's it called? Like visiting clicks or whatever is just going to jump just exponentially. They're gonna be like,
finally, all the clicks are mine. I love him. God bless. I can't wait for him to be old and cantankerous and just to ruin everything for everyone.
Well, at least they know how the ending happens, just in case that happens.
Did you see any of the Gotham character posters?
No.
So they released Gotham character posters. That's exactly what it sounds like. It's just, it kind of looks like mall glamour shots.
Interesting. What do they show?
Just see, there's the thing. They say they're character shots, but they don't actually list the characters.
Oh.
They just show, like, the actor. Like, the only one that really grabbed my eye was, like, Michael Chiklis is in the new season. Oh,
cool.
So I'm on board with that, but they don't say who he's playing.
Oh.
So there's just, like, these are pictures of people.
He's playing the thing.
Yes. Oh, my God. Batman and Fantastic Four crossover. Somebody make it happen.
But no, he's playing a... What's the joke from Family Guy? He's playing, like, a big penis or something like that?
A big rock penis.
Yeah.
The Flash is set to come back. We talked a little bit about the poster.
Yay, Flash.
I'm starting to watch The Flash. Yeah, you got me. It. I'm doing it.
Do it.
It's great. Plus, the guy who plays it, his name is Grant. So
I can
just pretend that I'm slim.
Surprised you didn't even know that.
I did, but I didn't want to acknowledge it. Because I like being the Alpha Grant. Grant Prime. Dr. Light.
Yeah.
What people are thinking is Dr. Light is going to be...
A female Dr. Light.
A female Dr. Light was seen on set.
Yep.
She got like a wavy cape.
Yep.
Wavy
she had like
cape,
a long white visor.
A visor of sorts.
Yeah. It was an interesting little picture. I mean, there's been both Flash and Arrow have been showing a lot of villains. Like, a lot of villains in their shows. And so, this is just another one. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
I'm okay with it. Because Flash, I mean, look. Daredevil, they kind of toned down the goofball antics. Arrow, they kind of made everything serious.
Yeah.
I mean, Gotham, you might as well just call it the Penguin and, you know, make it a cop drama. The Flash was just like, no, we're going to have a talking gorilla. What up?
It's going to be great.
I like that they have a creative license enough to just make it silly, but fun at the same time.
I like that they're also slowly just introducing this meta-human idea into the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so... It's going to affect the Arrow. That's why I feel like the Arrow's show is going to move away from the seriousness and be good again.
And then Stardust is going to make a cameo.
Yes!
For the WWE stuff
I'll later. That you just reminded me. So, Stephen Amell, he tweeted out, or no, he didn't tweet. He put on Facebook, he's like, hey, just wondering, if the Arrow would have a finishing move in WWE, what would it be called? And the top one of the top votes was Arrow Season 3. Because after that move, no one would want to participate in it ever again. Steven's like, I think the guy's name was like Tom or something. Steven's like, Tom, come on.
Dick move, Tom. Dick move.
But anyways, but seriously though, the idea is that the thing there is that maybe he'll be in a video game or on another episode of WWE.
I'm so on board with that.
Yeah.
Just because, why the hell not?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's cool. It's a cool character anyway. So.
I would watch because I like to watch.
You like to watch.
Yes.
Did you want to talk about PAX a little bit?
Yeah, we can talk about PAX.
The Penny Arcade
Expo.
Expedition.
Exposition.
Exposition.
Yeah.
Exposition on the expedition.
Yeah, there's not too much. I mean, there's like, you know, PAX is a gaming expo, which is like goes from anywhere from board games to video games.
Okay.
So it's like literally gaming of all types, and there's.
Do
There's
they have a things. Shoots and Ladder tournament?
No.
Then you will not see me there, because...
I know, I'm sorry.
It's the only game that I'm the best at.
I know it doesn't hold your interest.
I like video games, and we'll talk about, you know, I played a video game this week,
so
it was fun.
Some of the big ones are Dark Souls, Dark Souls 3, which is...
I remember Dark Souls came out. Okay. I didn't really pay attention to the second one, but the third one, I saw a little video. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's 13 minutes of footage from the new game. Dark Souls, if you don't know... Oh, well, I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. Stupid phone. Shut up.
Oh, that makes me sad. Sorry to go, you know, just get away from that real quick. Tony has a ringtone that's just Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty. And we're recording on a new day now, so I haven't seen this week's Rick and Morty yet, and we don't get to talk about it.
Oh.
I know. Rest in peace, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
We will next week, though.
We will next week.
Get Shrifty. All right, anyway.
Hashtag get Shrifty.
So, yeah, Demon's Souls is one of the hardest games of modern times.
Okay.
And so, like, inside of it, you have to defeat these big monsters that are just ridiculously hard to defeat. And while you play the game, it's sort of an online game where people put up clues on how to defeat it after they've died. Like, you can leave something for someone else to see when they play.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
So it's, like, interesting things. But anyways, this game is going to be hard, and it's got really cool-looking stuff, and it's on the new, you know,
like
next generation stuff.
I like that. Like, you know, don't go for the obvious weak point. You'll die in a fiery death.
Exactly. It's like, move around, or else he'll knock you completely off, and you die.
I played Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
That was fun when it came out.
The reason that I did, I played it on my 3DS, which I've long since lost, unfortunately. Tony and I used to play at our previous job. I would always win because Tony's the worst. I'm cutting off his mic, so he can't differ it. But they released Ryu, if you will, from Street Fighter, which I got all excited about because I saw it on Twitter. I'm like, dude, they're going to have Ryu. And he's like, yeah, bro, old news.
Yeah, they've been announced Ryu for so long.
Trying to shoot me down. I'm like, really? Boom.
I think since E3, they've announced
it, but now he's finally here. And I was like, Hadouken!
He's available!
Hadouken! And it was awesome. And I liked it. I probably won't play as him anymore, but it was fun.
Anyway, things of note that follow that are Star Wars Uprising, a new mobile game that's very, like, strategy-based around sort of like a futuristic World War II that features Star Wars stuff.
Like dogfights and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we'll find out what it is.
You told me about this earlier, and I didn't realize it was a phone game. Now I'm more tempted to play it.
It's a phone game. Final Fantasy 15 is supposed to come out soon. No one ever plays it, but, you know, online stuff.
I cannot express more genuine apathy towards the Final Fantasy series.
Things online and stuff like that. You know, more indie gaming on Nintendo. Just, like, random. Nothing, like, really ridiculously large. But, you know, like, a lot of interesting stuff. More importantly for me, though, is that Magic the Gathering, my dear game that I play all day, had a ridiculously large PAX showing, which we're going to talk about, but I don't want to fly out the handle with you.
Do bury the lead.
Yeah.
Is that the expression? Is that what it is?
Probably.
All right.
Anyway, so let's get back to the regular news. That's about it for PAX. Is there any more gaming news that came out?
There is one that I wanted to mention.
There's one more thing.
They're making, or Universal is trying to get the rights to Golden Axe.
Oh, okay.
Which was a hack and slash from like 1990 for reasons.
Did I ever tell you that I tested a Golden Axe game that was supposed to come out and never did?
No.
Yeah.
This is Tony's secret origin story.
When I lived in San Francisco, it was great. It was kind of okay. And I was actually surprised it never came out because it looked good. I would think it was for like Xbox 360 or something. But yeah.
Sorry, I walked away to get water.
Yeah, how dare he?
I am the worst. But yeah, Universal wants to do it. In case you're not familiar with it, standard hack and slash, you need to be a big burly dude, a scantily clad woman, or a little gnome boy. Like
Does he have a sword?
No, he has an axe. He has the golden axe, of which
Wait, the little guy has that?
Yeah, dude.
I think the big burly dude would have the axe.
He's just got a sword, because he's like all bodybuilder and grabber. Like, look at me. Sense, yeah. And then everybody...
Oh, wait, no, the little dude's a dwarf. Mm-hmm. That's why. Okay,
And he was awesome. And the first time, everyone's like, screw the hot chick and screw the muscular dude. I want to be the dwarf.
That's what I was thinking of when I say little guy.
I have no idea why they're making this into a movie. It's not like...
And my axe.
It's the same thing where it's like it's same thing with what were we just talking about. Nobody's gonna flock to the theaters because like, oh, Golden Axe. That's why it's just me like, oh, cool, a medieval style movie.
They're going after all the 40-year-old guys that like you know, used to play when they were younger.
Golden, that's a waste of money. But whatever, I'll watch it. So they got me. So maybe I'm wrong.
I'll watch it when it's on FX or something for free. Unless it's a good game.
In four years. A good movie. Yeah. In 4 years. I want to see Dolph Lundgren back to play the big burly dude.
You know he's going
to
be in Kindergarten Cop. Did we talk about that already?
We did, because once again, reasons.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood apparently doesn't get any good scripts. All those starving script writers across the globe. Apparently that's not good enough because it doesn't have a two at the end. It's not a sequel.
They're all catching on and just writing sequels.
That's what we should start doing. We'll start writing spec scripts like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 7.
Yeah.
Michelangelo's Revenge. That's no okay.
They're aliens.
The Mighty Ducks 5. Gordon Bombay's Revenge.
Bash Brothers are back.
Bash Bros are back. Bash Bros are back. We get him back from Daredevil.
Knuckle Puck too.
You know what I was actually reading? Speaking of movies, did you know they made a Fight Club 2 comic book? Not they made. It's going on right now.
No, I didn't know that.
It's pretty friggin' rad.
So what is... Do you know the story?
It's just a direct continuation. Like, you know, in the book, it differs greatly because they can't really... They can't even use the same characters.
Oh, really?
Well, you know how the narrator didn't really have a name, but his little, in quotes, name was Jack. Because, like, I am Jack's appendix or whatever. They call him Sebastian, and Tyler Durden even kind of mentions, like, why is he calling himself Sebastian? That's so dumb. but they can't make the characters look like Ed Norton or Brad Pitt.
Oh, do they have a rule?
Yeah, no, but it's super interesting because, you know,
ain't that some shit?
Tyler Durden and Sebastian now, they wear the same outfits, but they're all, like, loose and weird-looking on Sebastian, but they always look amazing on Tyler Durden.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and it follows up in the book, like, he shoots himself in the cheek. And he goes to the emergency room and is like, don't worry, we're going to patch you up, sir. And he's like, what? Yeah, your money's no good here, Mr. Durden. And they go right from there.
Yeah, because he knows everyone. Yeah. And that's the joy of Tyler Durden, man.
And he's on meds now, so Tyler doesn't really pop up as much. And they do a lot of cool fourth wall stuff, which I dig. I should preface this. I went to Golden Apple. And I'm just like, hey, what's good? Because we have a comic book segment. And we never really talk about the comic books a lot. Even though it's a comic book podcast.
Well, it's part of the allure.
It's part of our charm, really. Yeah. We just say we're one thing and then just be another.
We go to other things.
Another one I'm reading, Batman Beyond, which I never really got into.
I read Batman Beyond. It's pretty good.
I never got into it as much as everybody else. I was always hooked on Batman the Animated Series, so when the cartoon came out, I was like, no, this not my Batman. But they're introducing Batmite into the comics, and I love Batmite because he's just hilarious. I can't get Pee-wee Herman's voice out of my head whenever I read for Batmite. Paul Reubens actually voiced him on Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Paul Reubens.
It was like the last episode. And okay, if you've ever seen Batman Brave and the Bold, if you've never seen it,
it's one of the better Batman cartoons.
It really is, but you need to watch two. One, I almost said Heart of Ice. I think it's like The Chill of the Night or something. And they do this whole thing where Batman confronts the guy that killed his parents. It's awesome. It's super serious.
Awesome.
And then the last one, they reveal to all the characters that, yeah, this is actually just a cartoon. You don't really exist. And so, like, you just see all the superheroes and the supervillains in the Batcave at the end. It's like having a rat party, and, like, guys are coming in and taking apart the set, and it's all styrofoam. And Batman's just like, really? So our universe doesn't even exist? It's like, nope. None of this is real.
That's great. That's like Rick and Morty status.
Oh, God, it's
like
so good. Check it out. If only for those two episodes.
I remember watching the introduction of Aquaman. That one was
outrageous. Yeah. John DiMaggio being the best person in the entire world.
Yeah.
I also started reading The Midnighter. Very similar to Batman. Low tech, you know, but he's trying to kind of get out of the racket. Mm-hmm. Like, he, I guess, had a superhero-ish past, beating people with lead pipes and such.
Oh, that's great.
And he was dating a superhero, and they broke up. So his whole thing is, you know, where Batman just, like, committed to the job. He's like, you know what, I kind of want to get back to regular life.
Yeah.
And so he broke up with his boyfriend, who I guess was a superhero.
He's gay.
Yeah. He's gay. And he's on Tinder. And that's really the only thing that bothers me.
Here we go.
Because I guess they're trying to get at that he's trying to be promiscuous and get back on the town with normal people, but not for nothing. If you're a gay guy on Tinder, you're swimming in pudding. There's no reason. Get on Grindr.
He's on the wrong app.
Yeah. get on Grindr. Second, you know, right now. Somebody write the comp. Oh god, the comp book's like on my shelf. I'll put in the description the writer. I can't think of it right now. And you know what? I actually was surprised that I like Starfire.
Oh yeah, Starfire.
It's
been pretty good. I've heard.
Was just like, yeah, start reading the new Starfire. Yeah. And
my friend who's a DC nut also likes Starfire. I think he mentioned it to me.
No, I should mention I went all DC because usually I'm all Marvel. I think I have every single Deadpool comic. But I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna check out the opposite end of the spectrum. Let's go DC this week. And he's just, check out Starfire. And I'm like, you know, I read the Red Hood stuff and, like, the little misfit gang. Yeah. And she essentially was just, like, the sexual tension. And he's like, they went away with that. I'm like, really? She's covered up a lot. And it's really funny. And I never really affiliated her with humor. So yeah. All right. I'm like, okay, let me get the first issue. He goes, get the first four. I'm like, oh, that's a hell of an upsell. He goes, no, just... It builds. Just trust me on this. If you don't like it, you can bring it back. I doubt he would have honored it, but still, It was actually pretty funny.
I think he would have remembered you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should try that. Hey, I like this stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go back, and that'll be the test of merit. That'll be my Willy Wonka moment. I'd like to return these. And he was like, okay. But like, you passed the test. You've gained yourself a loyal customer.
I'm coming back here.
I'll give him a medallion of some sort. I'm sure we can find a medallion that just like has a star on it. Just like, you did good.
Right now.
We need to get stickers that just like, you're an A-plus player. Yay!
Yay!
Do you want to touch on that at all?
Oh, yeah, okay. So
not
this
really,
is,
I mean,
on a completely different note.
Completely different note.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing
except
to do with anything.
Except for Disney, maybe.
Except for, yeah.
That,
oh, we wish you had stuck this in the comic book.
Oh, we probably should have. Whatever.
I know.
If you guys haven't heard of it, Banksy, the street artist that did like Exit Through the Gift Shop and also the street art that you might see, he got together with a shitload of artists and like I think it was like 50 plus artists and created this amusement park called quote unquote Dismaland.
Saw the pictures.
Dismal.
Where is
Dismaland?
Isn't it like in Germany or something?
No, it's in England.
England.
It's in England.
Because
it's
England hates fun.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks amazing. It's just art, you know. It's a satire on both the idea of amusement park, but also just the things going on in our modern world. Like, I guess Europe has this refugee problem. There's like a thing that comments on that. Thing that comments on Princess Diana.
How American was that?
Yeah.
We're just like, I don't know. I guess England's got a refugee problem.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's also There's also other things like, you know, oil crisis. There's like this mini golf thing that has. That speaks about the oil crisis, and you can actually play it, but you lose your balls because, you know, that's what they do. They steal from you.
Okay.
You know what I say?
Do you want to go?
A lot of really cool stuff. Yeah, let's go right now.
You want to ride our bikes?
Yeah, we'll ride over there.
Riding our bikes
Dismaland.
To England.
And then we'll do other things, like eat sausage.
In England?
In England.
I want to eat haggis in Scotland.
Oh, that's not England, though.
No, but... It's Europe. Everything's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's true.
You drive 3 hours in L.A., you're still
right
in L.A.
Right,
you drive three hours from England, you're in Spain.
Yeah.
France.
That makes sense.
Somewhere. Throw a rock, and it's just like, what language do you speak? Sacrebleu! All right, France is that way.
France is over there, yeah. But, so if you haven't... You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, if you haven't seen it...
I made myself laugh. I'm gone.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out, because it's pretty cool. If you live in England... If you don't live in England, go look at it online because that's what I did.
Do you think we can get an England following?
Yeah, sure.
What's
why not?
This? What's from our Twitter now that we have Danger Bros Pod? Let's just start tweeting exclusively to English people for the next week.
We should do
that's
that.
That's it. We're gonna follow. If you're from England, follow us and tweet us, and we'll only reply if you're from the UK. Not just England, the entire UK, the entire United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Not Greece though, because we don't
just
get
the United Kingdom.
No.
Well, yeah. Greece isn't part of the United
no,
they
are not. So that's not applicable.
The EU, the European Union.
Text us from England, and we will tweet you. Or tweet us from England, we'll tweet you back, and we'll probably follow you for a week.
Yeah, just for a week, though.
One follower for a week. One follower for a week.
Because we're so important.
We are important, anyway. Tony. We're important in our eyes and our mom's eyes.
All right, well, enough about, you know, the general things we talk about. Let's talk about our personal things.
We got personal things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our personal things that are general things that people talk about, but whatever.
I love this, because it's our way of winding down the show.
It is.
Because, you know, we talk about the comic movie news, and we talk about movies, and that's all very standard, run-the-mill. You've probably seen it on Facebook, but this is stuff for us.
Yeah.
That's good. This is our therapeutic session at the end of the podcast. So Tony's going to rock it off for us, as per usual. Take it away.
So, Magic, PAX, Prime, you know, that happened. So these are the things that happen with Magic. So I've been talking about this set, Battle for Zendikar, coming out. They just finally released a bunch of new cards. They look amazing. They do things that I'm sure anyone who doesn't play Magic doesn't know. But if you do, they're really awesome. Like, they've created colorless cards that you pay for with color mana, which is insane. There's things that that kill stuff to create other things. And there's just cards that look amazingly powerful. They printed... Okay, this I think you can get behind. Is they printed these treasures, because the set is all about adventure, right? And so, actually, no, not treasures. They printed these things that are expeditions, quote-unquote.
Okay.
And so when you open the packs, one out of every, I don't know, 90 packs, you get this really, really cool full art foil-looking land that, like, is going to be worth, like, $200. I mean, it's amazing.
$200.
The price aside, the cards look amazing, you know. Yeah. Like, it's like having your own piece of expensive art.
Tony did show me the video
yes.
before.
The trailer.
The card art gets animated. And I gotta say, like, you know, every single time I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get a starter deck and I'll play you, I'm kind
of
in.
This is the set. This is one of those ones in Magic. Because, like, a new set comes out in the fall every year.
Okay.
But sometimes it's like, play if you want. But then this is one of those ones where
play it,
you
or don't.
You should play. Like, this is a great time to get in. Because a lot of new things are starting. They're trying unique stuff, you know. Anyway, so the story is expanded. It's very much a, like, Planeswalkers are the Avengers and trying to save this world. You know, that's the simplified version of it. But they featured this new Planeswalker who you actually knew, which surprised me, Gideon.
I knew him for reasons that aren't Magic-related. His name is Gideon, and I only know this because on Tumblr somebody posted something about the show Gravity Falls, who also has a character named Gideon.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I clicked
yeah.
on it, and I'm like, I want to see
Little
what
Gideon
is. Little Gideon, that's me. And I want to see what he was up to, and I'm like, oh, it's Magic. I can talk about this with Tony sometime.
Yeah, it's great. So it features him. He's one of the main characters. He's the guy who's saving everyone. He's killing things. And
with
he's
the laser whip.
Everyone's support. Yeah. It's great. Anyway, so there's also more leaks to cards they haven't shown, like new Planeswalkers and stuff like that. So I'm just by chomping at the bit.
You guys can't see it, but he's so like bubbly and like so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Do they have like a midnight release or anything of the sort?
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a midnight release. I think at the end of September.
Do you want
to
go? Like, can I come with you?
You can definitely
we'll
come. And I will
the
be there.
Event.
Well, I'll also be playing, but yeah, we can definitely document.
Oh, can I show up? Can I be like your coach from Rocky?
If you want,
and
to.
I'll just have like a towel, or I'll be Mickey. And I'll get like a backwards like news. You got to be like, come on, Tone.
Yes,
you got to use
we'll
plus three charisma charm.
We'll do it live. All right. Anyway, so on the other side of it, at PAX they had a big tournament. It's called Worlds.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned this. It features the top 24. People in the world, like the best players in the world, are coming to play.
Are you among those top 24?
I am not. Because right. I'm here, and I'm not at PAX.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's why you're talking to me right
But now. They're battling for like $100,000 or something like that, and it's down to the top four, and one guy in the top four went, like, just completely obliterated everyone else in the previous rounds.
Really?
So, like, three guys are 9-5 records. But the guy that's beaten everyone, he's 12-3, I think, something like that. Like, he's just insanely destroying.
So he's gonna win.
That's what people are saying. It makes sense. You know what the best part is I got a friend who's beaten at least two of the guys in the top four in the tournament.
If you win a tournament like that, like, what is it like? Can he, if he goes to the bar, somebody be like, I want to buy that guy a drink.
Sure. You know what? I think in Seattle, that's probably the only place that would actually happen for
really?
Magic. Because right. Magic is from Seattle. Like, the Wizards
I did not know
from
that.
Seattle. Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's not actual Seattle. It's like a Renton, but like, you know, suburb of Seattle.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It rains a lot.
Yeah.
There are hippies.
Yep.
Are there hippies in Seattle?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? There's lots of
Where
nature.
Where am I thinking? Somewhere. Oh, no, I'm thinking like San Francisco. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
There were hippies in San Francisco. They got pushed out by money. Okay, so the last thing is the San Diego...
Pushed out by money. New band name, I called it.
San Diego Comic-Con. They had a 5 set of Planeswalkers that got released.
Cool.
At first, it was like, you know, it was like lukewarm, kind of like, oh, that's cool, but it's so available. But now, the cards are starting to get popular, so... If anyone's interested in getting those, I suggest you looking to getting them now while they're still like at an affordable price of $250.
For the low price of $240-something.
Yeah. But because after that, they have a very high chance of going up. Anyway,
it's
so
increasing in value, you mean?
Yeah. All just right. just by being rare, you know, and
okay,
being used.
Yeah.
But that's all the news. That's all the news I got right now.
That's your meows. Magic.
Yeah, that's my magic. I've given you my magic.
That's Tony DeAngelis with the magic hour.
Now let's move on to the other magic of wrestling.
Wrestling.
Which would be, by the way,
yay!
I'm gonna join in on this one for a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean right at the very end.
Okay.
So, here you go.
I'm trying to see what I wrote down. Okay, yeah. I'm really bummed out because I did some like indie wrestling news last week with Alex Shelley breaking his teeth. And I was thinking, you know, God, that's a really great idea because... Not a lot of people really get to see indie wrestling, or even some of the smaller promotions like Ring of Honor, TNA, Lucha Underground. And so I remember thinking as soon as we got off there, I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get all that indie news and educate the people who and what they should be watching. And I didn't do any of that.
Good job.
I didn't do any of that. I watched WWE like I normally did and listened to a few podcasts. So that's the extent of it. So, but I'm going to try. I'm going to do better with that in the upcoming weeks. WWE news, though, we'll start with NXT. So, I would have called it a week. Week. Not by any stretch of the imagination. you know, it was great. I always like seeing women as the main event, but yeah. I think they're kind of trying to, I don't know, churn Becky Lynch and Charlotte against each other. It was a fatal four-way because of reasons. And I really hate to do this because I promised myself I was going to Google it, but the two other women in the match are just so abysmally forgettable that I actually forgot their names. And I feel terrible. I know. And I feel one is a she's a bodybuilder and she's won in Miss, you know, bodybuilding pageants or what have you, but can't wrestle to save her life and just can't work a mic and very forgettable. I just should say, but you know, rock on with her bad self. She's giving it her best shot.
Is she big? Like China big?
No,
or whatever?
She's really not. That's the weird thing. I don't really understand it, but you know, rock on with your bad self. The big news really was that Kevin Owens, in a very cryptic kind of way, kind of just said, I'm done with NXT.
Whoa.
I'm in WWE now. I'm going to be on Raw. I'm going to be on SmackDown. I'm done with NXT. They said, how do you feel after losing to Finn Balor? He's like, yeah, I'm going to break Cesaro at SummerSlam. I guess this was a week ago. And then, you know, what are your futures with NXT? And he just walked away. So, cool. Fun. I don't want to say I was disappointed by this week's.
It doesn't seem like there was much going on.
There wasn't much. But we did get to see a lot of the dark matches from NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. Like
dark matches?
Yeah, the ones that they didn't show originally.
Oh, okay.
Like Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Oh.
Those guys are just phenomenal. Big Cass is actually becoming a really great wrestler.
What about the Vaudevillains?
Vaudevillains did not show up. That was my big
Damn.
Problem. Well, because it took, like, their match would come on next, but they aired it a week before.
Okay.
So, you know, him, Enzo Amore, Big Cass, they teamed up with Zack Ryder, and Zack Ryder's friend, whose name I swear to God.
Jiggy?
No, I can never remember his name, and I feel so bad. They're the hype bros. I don't know why Zack Ryder's back on NXT. The guy's amazing. He looks good. He moves good. He talks well. Just drop a strap on him. Give him the IC title again.
He's got to work.
He's a hard worker. I want to see more of him. More of him. But starting off Raw, big news. Not the big news. There's a lot of big news. There's a few big news.
Let's hear about it.
The Dudleys came back.
Dudleys, Dudleys. Oh, my God. I didn't actually know about
it. Everybody marked out. It was awesome. They kind of whooped New Day. They put Xavier Woods through a table.
Oh,
which is
great.
Awesome.
Yes.
Because you haven't seen so many people yell, get the tables in unison since like 2004.
Yep.
It was great. I personally marked out. I was just like, oh my God, yeah. Speaking of teams, the Wyatt family introduced a new member.
Oh, great.
His name is Braun Strowman. He's a former bodybuilder.
He's another bodybuilder.
Yeah. He's like 6'8". He's been with OVW and NXT for a while now. If you actually watch some of Adam Rose's entrances, he's one of the Rosebuds. He's just the big dude with a beard dressed as a gladiator dancing behind Adam Rose. So, you know, rock on. He looks the part. I'm okay with it. But the weird thing about it is that I'm a huge Game of Thrones nerd. I've read each book like 3 times. Actually, I only read Feast for Crows once because I didn't really like it. But there's a character that they left out of the show called Strom Belfast.
Strom Belfast.
And Braun Stromsworth. I don't know why I keep getting the two confused. I keep calling him Strom, and it's very confusing, but he is. He's a huge
dude. Well, it's Stromsworth, right? So you can still call him Strom.
Yeah, it's
allowed.
I mean, he's taller than Roman Reigns. He's just a big old dude.
Oh, okay.
We really haven't seen much of him wrestling-wise. He does have a beard.
Oh, great.
But the weird thing about Game of Thrones, you know Samwell Tarly, the actor who plays him?
Yeah.
Imagine if he got in ridiculous shape.
Oh,
like steroid good shape
and
grew a beard.
Yeah.
Twins.
Okay.
Twinsies.
All right.
Twinsies.
I'll watch that. Probably not, but maybe.
Jon Stewart did come out to address why he helped Seth Rollins.
Jon Stewart.
I love Jon Stewart. He made SummerSlam for me. And he came out. He's like, I didn't do it for Seth Rollins. I did it for Ric Flair. Because I didn't want John Cena to match his titles. And then the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, came out and he was like, hey, if anyone's going to do it, it might as well be John. He's Superman. And so John Stewart's like, oh, I did not know you felt that way. And then John Cena came out and gave John Stewart an AA.
Because
reasons.
Yeah. I gotta imagine, like, John in the back, you know, in the backstage, just like, okay, we're going to have John Cena give you an AA at the end of this. And he's just be like, Oh my god!
But I'm as soon as Cena enters the arena, I'm anti Cena. As soon as he leaves, go Cena, do all your Make-A-Wish stuff. As soon as he gets in the ring, I'm just like, nope.
John Cena sucks.
Okay, I'm sure everybody's seen them by now, but you know, like, the what would you even call it? The bait and switch, where it's just like any given program, it's like, now I'll reach my final form. John Cena!
And his name is John Cena. Yeah, I've seen that.
I love that every single version. That is
literally a trend I'm following at work right now.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's like, I've seen it in like every single kind of meme, and I'm still not tired of it.
His name is...
Yeah. But maybe the biggest news of the night. Seth Rollins came out, and he was going to get a trophy, which I was excited to see. I mean, we saw it backstage. I kind of wanted them to unveil in the ring. Curtain goes up. No statue, but Sting is there.
Sting!
Which I really can't say this enough because, you know, reasons. But here's the thing about that. Just apart from the actual realistic reasoning behind it, just being like, well, that means he had to stand... Because they brought the statue out on a forklift, or the Sting on it. It's like, so he had to stand perfectly still on a bumpy forklift while people moved into the ring and then put the platform there. So if he really replaced the statue, he's been standing behind a curtain for like an hour and a half now. That's a lot of dedication.
Did they shut down the lights?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. They just raised the curtain around it, and boom, Sting is there, points at the title. I think he kicked Seth Rollins or clotheslined him out of the ring or great. Some such. And he picked up the WWE title. He's like, I want a title shot. And Triple H after was like, yeah, you're going to face him because you're Sting and he's Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Triple H.
Because the thing, and it was just so very convoluted. It just didn't make any sense to me because I'm just like, all right, so I guess anybody can just show up and be like, hey, I want a title. I get it.
Well,
he's Sting.
Not everyone.
I get it that he's Sting, but that, like, what's to stop DDP coming back and being like, you know, I was champion too, so I want a champion. I want a title shot now.
I'm going to yoga him to death.
I mean, yes. DDP versus Seth Rollins, a yoga versus yoga match. I mean, this really doesn't count as indie news, but it was a dark show or a house show. No cameras or anything. Uh-huh. Somebody tried to stab Dean Ambrose.
Oh, what?
A fan hopped the barrier, and there's a video of this. And, like, just, like, kind of, like, starts punching him in the back, and everyone's like, yeah, he had, like, a screwdriver or a knife in his hand.
Whoa.
And there's this great picture of security tackling the guy, Dean Ambrose looking back and smiling. It's the creepiest or the coolest thing
I've ever... How big was Dean Ambrose compared to him?
Bigger than the guy.
Bigger than the guy, yeah.
The guy was average size. Yeah. You know, Dean Ambrose...
He's small, but he's big.
WWE
right?
standards, he's small, yeah. But in actuality, he's a... He's a jack dude. He's strong.
All right.
He's got that strong skills.
So is that it for, that's it. WWE?
That's my WWE.
Because I kind of want to add something to wrestling in general, because I showed this to you earlier today.
Yeah.
I guess in Japanese wrestling, these two guys had an epic chop battle. 4 minutes of chopping each other, literally.
Okay.
I don't know how the Japanese... I don't know how the wrestling goes.
I do. Here's the thing. So... If you don't know what a chop is, it's essentially just slapping somebody on the chest as hard as you possibly can. It hurts.
Chop!
It hurts if you're not doing it for real. Like, if you just, like, you know, it's going to hurt a little bit. It still stings.
Yeah.
Japanese wrestling is known for being notoriously stiff, as in they actually beat the crap out of each other. So for 4 minutes, these guys are slapping each other on the chest.
Yep.
And it hurt to watch.
Yeah, like, dude, they were so red at the end. Ooh. And sweating and tired. They were visibly tired. Like, the guy lost. The way the guy lost was pretty hilarious. And they were both... Like, he didn't even really lose. They just both fell.
I think it was a double count out.
Yeah. But that was funny. I also want to add one thing. This weekend, I went to go watch MMA. It was boring.
What? Yeah. That's, like, the most exciting thing on the planet.
Yeah, it was okay. Okay. They had a bunch of fights.
Okay.
They had title fights. It's for this thing called King of the Cage.
All right.
They were title fights, and the title fights were boring. They just danced around each other and didn't really do anything. Went the 5 rounds and lost by points. That is boring. Yeah, one guy got submitted, which was okay. And then it was a girl match where the girl got knocked out. The champion got knocked out, but it took him like 4 rounds to get there.
I could see how good, but you know, I really wouldn't want to go all out unless it's a big match scenario.
Yes and no, but like, you know, it was like a title. It was like there's money involved. I don't know. People were booing,
I would be very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. The earlier matches, though, were great because they were like, you know, new people that are nervous and they want to just fight and like get their stuff started. They have this match. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Super Heavyweight.
Big fat guys.
Big fat guys. Dude, these two 300-pound dudes doing MMA just punching the shit out of each other. It was great. This guy finally lost. Like,
that sounds hurty. That sounds painful.
Yeah, this guy, the guy that lost, just lost his energy and was just getting wailed upon.
He was just like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's just like, his hands were down. He's like, oh my God.
I give up. Yeah. I give up.
It was great. That was probably the most entertaining out of all the fights. But anyways, MMA, that happened.
I don't suspect there'll be an MMA segment. Because I don't really follow it.
I don't really either. I only went because it was free.
We need to christen our segments. I want to call yours the Magic Hour. I like that. I think it'd be smooth like jazz and butter.
Hey, it's the Magic Hour.
I'll call my. It might be something wrestling related. We'll get it next week. We'll do more prep.
Yeah,
it'll be.
We'll figure it out.
Beyond the mat, like the movie.
Beyond the mat.
Blatant plagiarism. We'll call it
Wrestling is wrestling.
Wrestling is wrestling. For reasons. So that's the title. That has to be the title of the episode. Just like, new episode because reasons.
Because reasons.
That's it. We're done. You got us. Right. You got us good for night. A good hour. Go home.
Outro.
Danger Bros.